Well, doctors have also developed a new technique with which to tackle one of the more embarrassing aspects of sexually transmitted infections. Now, at the moment, when a patient is diagnosed with any STI, there follows a laborious contact tracing process. This is where you have to track down, warn, test, and then treat any recent sexual partners who might also be at risk. It's very time-consuming, it's a very costly exercise, but it's absolutely critical from a public health perspective that you try and catch all of the people who are potentially infected before they then go on to infect others. Now, many patients find this very embarrassing, and understandably, I think, it's not a pleasant phone call to have to make to an ex-partner or to a one-night stand.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, writing the journal PLOS Medicine, Deb Levine and her colleagues from the Internet Sexuality Information Services, they present the electronic answer to this situation, a system of anonymous e-postcards that alert recipients to what they might have picked up, say, at a recent party. Their web-based initiative is called InSpot, which stands for the Internet Notification Service for Partners or Tricks, and it's a website with a difference. Users choose from a range of online greetings cards, so rather than happy birthday, happy Christmas.
Hello, you might have chlamydia.
Yes, exactly. It's not as pleasant a card to receive, perhaps, as happy birthday, but it's still a very important one. Now, it does also mean that people can add a short message, but it's sent, and this is the real trick to it, it's sent anonymously, so you don't actually have to say who you are. Now, you add a little message, the thing gets sent out, this e-card gets sent out, you receive it in your inbox, and it gives you links to information about the disease you might have caught or might be carrying, and a list of the nearest places to you to seek treatment or advice. So it is very helpful for stopping these things before they get too far. The system was actually first launched in San Francisco back in 2004, and since then nearly 50,000 e-cards have been sent, and they've scaled it up to many other cities, and they've translated it into other languages. So it's definitely a working process. And about 50% of the recipients of the e-cards do choose to avail themselves of the information provided or go and get checked out. So that's a very good rate, whereas a lot of people would, in fact, just ignore the answer phone message that says, go and get yourself checked out. Now, although the system relies on patients knowing the electronic contact details of their contacts in order to warn them, the team point out that most of the cases of STIs, well, not necessarily most, but certainly a large number of cases of STIs, are occurring amongst people who use the internet to meet new partners. And so, by definition, they already have this information, they already have your email address. And so, with one person in 10 affected with chlamydia in certain age groups, and rates increasing by, this is frightening, but rates are increasing by 100% per year in some areas, this initiative really could help to stem the epidemic of things like chlamydia. But let's just hope that nobody starts using it to spread internet viruses instead.
Oh, no, that would be a terrible, yes, good way to stop real viruses.